Welcome to the Biz for Good show with your hosts, Bobby Glenn James and Ryan Pilkington. The Biz for Good podcast is a fun and adventurous series that dives into the world of business, nonprofit, and startups, making a difference in the world for good. Get ready for another episode. Hey, cue that sick intro.
For good.
All right, thank you for joining us for episode 11 of the Biz for Good show podcast. Escape your chaos, a professional organizer, life coach, and home decor business. We have Catherine Legille from Escape Your Chaos. They provide services that clients need to live a simple and comfortable life. And we'll be talking with her, and we had the privilege, me and my wife, to spend a night at her Airbnb home, and she was a wonderful host, and we're so gracious for her letting us into her home, and the nice tea, it was awesome. So we're going to go ahead and turn it over to Bobby.
Here you go, Bobby.
Welcome, welcome everyone to the Biz for Good show, episode 11, and of course we have what, Ryan?
An amazing guest,
Catherine. How do you say your last name, Catherine?
Legille.
Legille. Ooh, I love that. What nationality is that?
That is French.
French. Of course it is. Of course it's French. Legille. It sounds... Yeah, French. It definitely sounds French. So thank you, Catherine, for being on the show. Thank you for being here. Ryan has been talking about you and saying what a powerful, passionate, amazing lady you are and the cool things you're doing in the world. So thanks for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
So we like to just jump right into it. Are you ready to jump right into it, Ryan? And let's ask Catherine some questions. So as you know, the Biz for Good show is a show about doing good. What does Biz for Good mean to Catherine? What does that mean, and how does it apply to the business that you have?
Well, first of all, I'd love to say good afternoon to all of you and your guests from our beautiful countryside, Escape Your Chaos home office in West Lynn, Oregon. Now, we're in the farmland out here, but we're just 10 miles south of bustling downtown Portland. I wanted you to get a feel for where I'm talking to you from. And doing Biz for Good is the reason we started this business. Our family company means doing business, waking up wondering who we will be able to help today. Whose chaos can we eliminate? Whose heart will be healed? Whose dreams can come true? Who can we inspire today to find hope once again? And that's what inspired us to start the business and what keeps us going.
Awesome. Awesome. So, wow, that's pretty passionate. I'm not sure what to ask on that. So when somebody says doing business for good, what does that mean to you? I mean, there's a lot of business out there. There's a lot of businesses, millions and millions of companies doing all kinds of things. When we talk about Biz for Good, we really like to know what our guests, what that means to them as far as doing good in the world in a business form, because it's okay to make revenue and stuff and still help the world, right? So what does that mean to you exactly?
For us, it means that our number one goal is how can we serve our clients? How can we make them happier, more comfortable, open the door to living the joyful life they envision? Rather than our first goal being how much money can we earn today, we hope that by offering our services to smooth out people's chaotic lives, that the money will follow and support us. It has to. Otherwise, we have to close doors and we can no longer help people. Then I'm out pounding the pavement looking for a 9-to-5 job. So the money must be there, but at the core of our goals is who can we help?
Awesome. So what exactly Escape Your Chaos LLC is your company? What exactly does it do?
Oh my goodness. So we help people to escape their chaos when they find themselves engulfed in chaos or fear. Our goal is to assist and inspire clients caught up in disorganization. Some are hoarding to fill a hole in their heart. Some people need to move or downsize. And some clients are starting over in life because of a divorce or a death or a career change. And I want them to know and feel that they are no longer alone with our assistance.
Oh, that's awesome. That's such a cool twist on the whole organizer person, or, you know, there's a ton of people out there that are considered, you know, keeping you organized or what have you. But it sounds like you have this real big passion for the spirit of it, the energy of connecting with organizing and changing your life through that. Is that kind of where you're at?
Yes. When people reach out to us, they are in need. Now, the most important thing about my organizing and the way I train my family employees is that it's not about our vision for our client's life. It's about making their vision come true. If they dream it, we help them achieve it.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Amazing.
So totally and completely outward focused. When we talk about Biz for Good, a lot of it always comes down to the more outward focused you are, the more you are open to connecting with your clients and doing what's best for them, the more impact you have.
That's our goal.
Awesome. Awesome.
All right, Catherine, going into the next question here for you. You know, we had a chance to talk and visit that morning with you. It was amazing to feel your spirit and your story. For the listeners, can you tell us about your background of your business and yourself a little?
Absolutely. This is where we get personal. And at first, when we started our business in 2012, we kept our personal story private. And at one point, we had a family meeting, and my daughter said, "Mom, I think sharing your personal story is going to be inspiring for so many other people." So that's when we started sharing. And what it boils down to, very briefly, is that I was a full-time mother to my two children for over 30 years. When I suddenly found myself divorced with no support income, my son had developed a severe illness, and the recession had reduced the value of our home, eliminating all my expected equity for retirement. I had no current resume. I had no college education, no current workforce skills. I was nearly 60 years old and was facing life living in a car with my son. During a phone call with my father, he was attempting to talk me out of a deeply frightened state of mind. He reminded me that I was extremely good at anything I set my mind to do. He began naming my natural skills. He said to find a way to reach the people who needed my talents the most. I actually started my business with homemade pool tab flyers on our library bulletin board, hoping to find the people in our own neighborhood who needed me the most. And the irony in the story is that my first client literally lived diagonally one block behind my home and needed me just as much as I needed him. And that was step one.
Wow.
Amazing.
That's amazing. So what inspired you to get into the business that you're doing right now? What actually, you know, why did you pick that?
Okay. So I was inspired to start this specific business hoping I could help other people who feel their lives caught up in chaos and fear. I wanted these people to know they weren't alone anymore. I was in such a deeply depressed and fearful state, I couldn't get out of my bed. And the only thing that gets me going is when someone needs me. It has to be in service of someone else. And so that's when I began to think, how do I find people who need my help? And that is what keeps the smile on my face, that gets me out of bed every morning and inspires all of us to keep going. Even when business almost literally closes down from November till sometimes after April, it's quite terrifying, but people get sidetracked with the holiday season. And then they feel the fear of tax season coming on. And so sometimes we have a huge gap in our income and we start wondering whether we need to do something else. And yet then we are reminded about if we close doors, how many people wouldn't have this type of help. And it keeps us going.
You know, it's so true that I truly believe that if we went out and helped people more, we'd have less depression medicine, we'd have less suicide. When you get out and assist somebody else, it buoys you up so much more than when you focus on your problems and your worries and your cares. It's almost a magic thing to go out and assist somebody else. And when you're focused that way, especially in business, I mean, you can't help but grow. And people know it when you're real, when you really want to help them.
Truly.
Awesome. Let's see. Let's give you another question.
All right, Catherine. Where do you see yourself in the near future?
Well, Ryan, wasn't it just magical to meet in my home and be able to talk about the opportunity of doing this podcast together? Because with the help of podcast or radio interviews like this one, we also have a do-it-yourself DVD for sale on our website called Simplify. Cool. And perhaps in the future, my own radio call-in show. Mm-hmm. My goal is to help more people in need of our services. We also have just begun that new way to help others escape chaos by opening our room for nightly rentals, where we set an example of living simply a lovely life.
Yeah, I definitely felt the vibe there. It was so calming, and the space was just perfect for us, and I appreciate it for sure.
Yeah, what made you think to do the Airbnb thing? How did you grab onto that?
Well, my father was running. He actually built and ran one of the most respected bed and breakfasts in the country, and people came from all over the world to stay with him. He was voted best view at a B&B, best breakfast, best ambiance. It was lovely. And so I had that example in my life to live up to. It was always in the back of my mind, could I do something like that someday? Now, combine that with the fact that people were constantly asking me, may I tour your home office? Can I tour your home? We'd like to see how you live, how you organize your life. How do you arrange everything in your home? And so sure enough, I started thinking, if I could afford to buy a little cottage with a guest bedroom, I would be able to house people safely and comfortably in the guest bedroom with the help of Airbnb's website. And then we could also possibly work in tours of the cottage, showing our organizational skills and setting an example and inspiration for others to go home and do it themselves. They could take home one of our do-it-yourself Simplify DVDs. They can also long distance work with us through the help of Skype or Glide videos over the internet. And I've actually had people fly me to their homes where I stay with them, help them change and organize their lives.
That's awesome. Now, it seems like it's a way to go nationally. You're not just in your own town. I mean, that's such a cool avenue to get your message out to the whole world.
Right. And it's just lovely because we never know who's going to show up next at our home. And I truly believe there's a reason everyone is sent into this home, that there is a reason we are supposed to connect. And then it's a matter of chatting with them to find out what are our common goals, what do we have in common that we could carry on our relationship beyond the time where they check out of our room for rent.
So you were our first host for Airbnb. We were kind of nervous. We were in San Francisco, and we had dropped down a lot of money for our hotel stay there, downtown San Fran, and I'm like, we got to do something a little bit more affordable, and you were so gracious in communicating with me and letting us come in like 3 o'clock in the morning and sneak into your house there. So, and you had some tea waiting for us on the stove, and it just felt like, wow, we just came in from a storm, and we've been driving for 4 or 5 hours or something like that, so, or 6 hours, or, I can't even remember, but.
Oh, Ryan, I've been driving for a lot more than 4 hours.
Yeah, I think it was like 8 or I don't know. But yeah, the bed was amazing. The bamboo sheets were amazing. I fell right asleep. So, yeah.
So you practice what you preach. And that's beautiful that people can come to your home and actually see what the difference is between a home that's got that kind of energy in it and the chaos that some of us live in.
Absolutely. Listen, we all have our challenges. The minute I moved into this house and was surrounded by furniture that was too big to fit under my low ceilings and boxes, an ocean of boxes, right then, instead of buckling down and getting settled, my daughter needed 3 emergency kidney surgeries. I had to ignore settling my cottage and get into the hospital with her, and she had a 2-month-old newborn baby.
Wow.
So all of us have chaos in our lives. It's learning the secrets to live graciously, bravely, and maintain a sense of beauty and decor during the chaos.
Wow, that is such a... You've taken something that's supposed to, you know, people think of as just, oh, somebody that'll help me organize my house, I need to do that, and you've made it almost this spiritual experience, and that is so cool.
It is definitely a life coaching experience, and that's when I realized I am also a life coach. It is more than just coming in and moving your belongings around. What my goal is to peel away the layers to understand, how did your life get into this situation? And how can we change it in a way? So if I simply line your books up in alphabetical order, I'm going to come back in a month or 6 months, and they'll be a mess again because we didn't find out how did they get in this condition and how would the client like them to be, right? So that's where we need to dig a little deeper. When I realize we're on the right track is at some point during our sessions. It might be 2 hours into it. It might be on our 4th session. All of a sudden, I'll see the client's shoulders relax. And I'll hear this big intake of breath and a sigh come out and a smile comes over their face. Every client, hands down, has gone through this process. Mm-hmm. And they look at me and they say, I can see where this is going. I have hope again. And that's the moment I treasure that covers me with goosebumps. That's where I start to get the tears in my eyes. We usually hug and then get back to work.
Oh, wow. That is amazing. Super awesome. Well, cool. This has been a great experience to meet you, Catherine, and talk with you. I know Ryan hasn't stop talking. He keeps saying, man, this lady, we've got to have her on the show. She's so cool. She's so neat. She's doing powerful stuff in the world. And just, we'd like to say thank you for coming on the show and spreading that joy. And we hope that you have some links and some things that we can link on the page. Do you want to do shout outs to any social media stuff that you have, that so people can find you from the show?
That would be wonderful. So first of all, Facebook, we have Escape Your Chaos, CHAOS. That's our business page. Please go ahead, find it, and like us. We will not inundate you, but periodically we put great before and after pictures, inspirational quotes, and videos that we've got on our YouTube channel. Again, our YouTube channel is Escape Your Chaos. And then our website, much the same, www.escapeyourchaos.com. We'd love to see you on all three of our avenues to connect. And then there is a contact us button on the website. You can email us, or anyone is welcome to call me or text me at 503-805-5880. Feel free to ask me a few questions and perhaps schedule a session over the phone where we can actually begin to get to the bottom of your goals and how we can achieve them.
Awesome. Super cool.
I told you, Bobby.
She's an awesome lady, I can tell. I need to schedule my thing so I can get the chaos out of my life. So we need to. We'll call. I'll call later, and we'll talk about that. We'll get hooked up. Well, thank you so much, Catherine, for being on the show.
My pleasure, absolutely. Ryan, Linda, all of you, thank you so much. It was great to hear your voices again.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Awesome.
We'll stay in touch.
We'll see ya.
All right. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you for listening to the Biz for Good show series with Bobby Glenn James and Ryan Pilkington. We want to thank our guests and all our fans of the show. Again, you can find us online at bizforgoodshow.com and on all our social platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. Have a great day, and remember, be good, do good.